Job chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. I know that my Redeemer lives and that in the end he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes. I and not another, for my heart yearns within me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, March 16th, 2021. It's Testimony Tuesday. And if you were tuned in yesterday, I was just starting to learn from my friend Les some of his faith journey, even though I've known him for some years and we've worked together. And maybe he had told me some of his testimony years ago, because I think I had he and Penny into the studio. But this might have been 10, 15, 20, I mean, a long time ago. But these last 3, 4, 5 years, he's been a strategic, unique, special part of the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, especially over this last year, as even with COVID on, he was working on sound effects and getting all the scripts. You wouldn't believe how much work he's done behind the scenes, revising things and adapting things and working with all the rehearsals, but way more than that, because he was there for the auditions and many of the times when the singer coming in and we were having to critique and fine-tune and make suggestions and adapt things. So we're still working very hard behind the scenes with the line, The Witch in the Wardrobe. We've had a number of rehearsals. I can't even tell you how many, but Les has been working many, many hours. Well, yesterday on Memorization Monday, we looked at Psalm 23:4, but there was a lot of announcements with Ernie Haas and Signature Sound coming to town and how we're working with Rural King, that if you stop by now through the 27th, 10% of your total purchases will be donated back to the station. And you can find out more at our website, greatnewsradio.org. But we talked a little about that and the Illini win and how they're going to be playing now in the big tournament this Friday. And it didn't give us time to totally cover some of his testimony and his sharing. And so I was learning some things about him growing up in the Rockford area and some of the violence and the things that he saw as a young child and as a young man and some of the things his parents had to deal with. And so he got to share a little of his faith journey and how even the Psalm 23:4 that we covered yesterday, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And so yesterday we talked a little about the fact that he and Penny and some of his family members literally are shepherds. They have sheep at the, is it called the Joy of Farm? Or
Joy of Illinois Farm.
Joy of Illinois Farm. Is there a website?
Joyofillinois.com.
Joy of Illinois. And do you have a Facebook page too?
I'm not sure if we do, but we are on Google Maps. So you can just put Joy of Illinois in there and it will.
And Joya is spelled?
Well, Joya, my last name is G-I-O-J-A, but this is Joy of Illinois, J-O-Y.
Oh, Joy of Illinois.
Yeah.
Okay, and they can find out more about some of the animals. I know you used to have groups or internationals or people would come to your farm because you had so many, you had chickens and you had all different varieties of animals. Didn't some international students would stop by and see what you were raising or what you had running around in your lands?
Yeah, we have an active retail farm, so we sell animals. We also sell chickens and other things, and this wasn't to promote my farm here. But we have internationals that come that want to buy goats or sheep, and we have other people who aren't internationals who also come and they purchase other things at our farm. And we also have a baby day when the new ones are born and children come out, or we've had a number of international students come out.
Any schools that do a little field trip over there?
We have had schools come out and do field trips. We had a school for the blind one time bring a number of students, and that was an interesting day.
Yeah.
We've had the University of Illinois actually bring business students out and talk about our farm, and we would tell them what we did and how we did it.
And it's just about 4 or 5 miles as the crow flies from here. You're kind of neighbors, but you're across Route 47, but you have to weave through all these winding roads and these back roads to get to your house. But as I said yesterday on the program, with very little prep time, I said, can you come over and be a part of Monday's edition of Market visited friends. I said, you live nearby, and I didn't have a guest, and you were very gracious to zip over, and thank you for returning for today, the Testimony Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, as we just scratched the surface on some of the things that went on in your childhood and how at the age of 6 you came to know Christ. But I want to flesh that out a little more on Testimony Tuesday and the impact that your mom had on your faith journey. She was a believer, but some of the trials and tribulations you went through in those early days when you lived in Rockford. But I should mention, and we want to do a shout out for Penny, and you've been married to Penny for like 42, 43 years, a number of years. You have 9 children, 15 grandbabies, 15 grandchildren. And what is that considered over there? Is that Seymour or Muhammad or where your land is and your home?
Yeah, it's considered Champaign. It's a Champaign mailing address.
Okay.
But we have a Bonneville phone number, and we're in the Bonneville subdivision jurisdiction.
Okay, yeah, you're kind of out in the country there. When I take my shortcut towards Parkland College or that way, Bradley, you're that road right off of 47. Well, I'd say you'd be east of 47, but between here and Parkland College is when I take that little shortcut and don't take 72 in. And you've lived there how many years?
About 25
time.
Years.
Okay, about 25 yeah. years. So, yeah, we've been broadcasting for about 26 years. So when Great News Radio went on the air, very close to the time that maybe just on the air when you guys moved in.
Yeah, and it was soon after that my son started helping.
Yeah, he was. Philip Joya was one of our very first interns that we were training, and he was really skilled. In fact, I contacted him some months back as we talked through some various things. And in fact, this week, I don't know if you know this, if you heard the program, I think it was last Friday I mentioned it, but I'm working with 3 potential interns from the cast of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, 3 of those young teenagers that are just all American and filled with a lot of life. And they say, Mr. Burns, how can we help? What can we do? Which is my love language, is like people that want to serve and help. And I said, I'll find something. So I've been working on an internship and some outlines of things that they can do and assist and be involved in. And they're wanting to help. So we'll see how that all works out. But Philip was one of the very first. Yeah, 23, 25 years ago. Now he's a movie producer and does documentaries and other things. So yeah, it's neat to see that he's using his gifts.
And I have to say, too, since, you know, I appreciate the kudos you gave me, but at the same time, a lot of people in that cast have worked very hard.
Yeah,
hours, so,
yeah. Yeah, no, we appreciate Kate, who had the vision and set this all up over 2 years ago, because when you do a production like what we're doing, which includes a musical and all the scripting and the, what do you call that when the people talk?
The
dialogue. She had to get approval and authorization, and then you have people that have rights to the music and people that have rights to the score and then people that have rights to the script and all the other facets, and some of those things take weeks or months to get authorization or approval, and some of it was overseas in Britain or wherever she had to track down different people. So there is a whole team that are working behind the scenes to try to put it together. I'm not sure how many more weeks, or we were talking about April. We'll see if we can pull it all together, but it'll be a special broadcast probably on a Saturday night, and we'll see how it all comes together. But yeah, it's been a great team effort, a lot of energy and effort, and the casting is like about 50 different people, and it's neat how God has brought those all together. So we thank God for them. Well, on this Testimony Tuesday, if you don't mind, share your growing up in Rockford and take us on that faith journey. Who was influential in helping you understand who the Lord Jesus Christ is? And then we definitely want to get a little of the love story on how Penny came into your life. But start us at that age of 6.
Well, okay, as I said yesterday, I was raised in a Catholic home and went to a Catholic church, a Catholic school, and my teacher in second grade just pulled us aside one afternoon and said, hey, I want to suspend class, so we're going to talk. Everybody sit around. I'm going to talk about Jesus and how much he loves you. And then she proceeded to do that, told us how he loved us and how he died for us and how our sin actually caused him pain. And she told us that he really desired us to fellowship with us. I don't know if she used those words, but to be friends with us, and that our sin stood in the way of that, and we had to come to him and ask forgiveness and ask for his help. And later on that evening, I had an issue that at home where I had said something. My parents accused me of lying, and I got to the conclusion from things that my mother had said that I would never be believed because I had lied that one time. No one would ever believe me. And I was pretty horror-stricken, and I turned to God and asked Him to forgive me and asked Him to guide me the rest of my life. And I turned my life over to Him.
You know, what you're sharing may be a foreign concept or unknown, but it's the good news message. It's the message that when we come to terms with the fact that we're lost or that we need a Savior, we don't use the word sin so much anymore, but if you've made any mistake, there's a separation between you and this holy, almighty, sovereign God. Nothing impure can be around Him. He is completely holy and good and righteous and just. But because of sin, because of one little mistake, we don't measure up. We don't earn our way into heaven. We can't have a relationship with this holy God. But the good news message is because of Jesus, God desiring to have a relationship with mankind, with men and women, boys and girls, He sent Jesus, His one and only Son, you know, the John 3:16. Mm-hmm. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. As we place our trust in Jesus, the one and only means or mechanism or the way that God laid it out, that Jesus would come and take away our sins. He would be the only one, the perfect one that could redeem us. And so as a little child, you recognize you were a sinner. I mentioned this a little yesterday, at about the age of 11 or 12, I knew I was a sinner. I knew I was separate from God. But that good news message that we can get excited about, that we proclaim, is that we can't earn our way into heaven. There's nothing we can do to measure up and to be good enough. It's all because of what God did for us, providing Jesus. So at the age of 6, you recognized you needed Jesus. You asked Him into your heart, which basically meant you said, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I can't have a relationship with God. Please come and bring healing and hope and change. And, you know, it's that shed blood. He died on the cross. He suffered the punishment that we should have received. And so those of us that follow Jesus probably daily recognize, oh, Lord, only because of what You did, I can be right with God. So that began that understanding around the age of 6 and then progresses through what continued to happen or your growth.
My mother would pray with me often, and she loved to sing when I was young. Yes. And my father and I both got involved in a choir, and I used to sing in the choir at our church. For years I did that. And when I was in 5th or 6th grade, I think I was actually leading church, and I did that for 3 or 4 years until I graduated. And so I would lead. We had a huge church, 2,000 people.
Now, is this in Rockford still?
This is in Rockford, yeah.
Okay. And is this a Catholic parish?
This is a Catholic parish, yeah. So I was a Christian in the Catholic church. Then when I came to college, it's when I really started reading the Bible. And there was a point where I just one day started, and I read it through, and I turned it back to Genesis and read it, and I did that 7 times through. Not that that's a special number, but
it is. But yeah.
Yeah, but by that time, you know, I'd known it pretty well, and I could tie things together, and I had a feeling for who God was and how He thinks. And then, you know, it was about that time that I graduated. I went into the Navy, and I was on a submarine for some time, but I was involved in an organization called Officers Christian Fellowship, and I was able to help bring others to Christ and encourage other Christians and things, and they were encouraging us. It was pretty dark and pretty dangerous times out at sea in a submarine.
Yeah, I think in yesterday's program you mentioned that, you know, when you closed that hatch and you went underwater, some would call that the floating tomb or something. I mean, if there's any damage or problems, you're sunk or there's the potential. I mean, it's very dangerous.
Yeah, and we'd be out at sea for months at a time and have no communication with our families or anything. So it was really like sealing a tomb. And the last time I was out for 5.5 months. And we had written each other letters, Penny and I had, and we sealed them. So I went to sea with like 14 or 15 letters or something. And then I would parse those out during the time I was out there. I'd read one a week or a month or, you know, whatever.
Right.
And so I was in the Navy for about 4 years, and I came back and got a master's here. And I had committed.
When you say here at the University of Illinois?
Here at the University of Illinois. Okay. And I had committed before coming back that there were things I would do. And one of those was to start a ministry. One was to attend the Urbana Conference. And one was to start a ministry of some sort. And so I attended an Urbana Conference. It was about international students. I made some contacts. And we started a ministry to international students. And we served and helped and housed and took on trips hundreds of international students over the years. And so it's been a wonderful thing.
Now, did Penny have the same vision for being a part of a ministry? And I have to, in our closing so many minutes here, get a little shout out on how God brought her into your life. So talk a little about meeting her and then how God has used you both in this ministry and ministries.
Okay. Well, yes, she was with me. But when I first met her, I asked her if she would date me, and she said no. But I knew her
weakness.
Was
this from U of I? Or
this is at the University of Illinois.
Okay, so she's a student too?
I was a Naval ROTC, and she was an Army ROTC. Okay. She was a student in agriculture. I was a student in engineering. And so I asked her if she would date me. She said no.
Now, I'm so surprised. You're a pretty good-looking, all-American guy. I mean, she's cute, but why wasn't there initial appeal? Were you
would like, have to ask her.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Come on, Penny. You have a good thing going with this guy. He's good-looking. You had to have been attracted to him. Were you uppity, or were you like...
I think both of us were pretty quiet.
Okay.
But I knew her weakness, and it was square dancing. And I invited her to a square dance that we went to about a month later, and then everything changed.
Oh, yeah. And then how much longer after that did you guys get married?
It was about 3 years.
Okay, so yeah. Still was some time. Okay, yeah. Well, that's probably good. Now, 9 children later, 15 grandchildren, I think you mentioned yesterday or maybe earlier in this program, I think you're married 41, 42, 43 years. It's somewhere right in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you live right east of us, and I appreciate your involvement. I know you've done various jobs locally, and now in your later years are continuing to seek where the Lord would lead and guide and use your gifts and talents and your heart for people and the ministry work that you want to do with Penny and, you know, to serve his kingdom. But on this Testimony Tuesday, you know, with just a few minutes left, for somebody that's maybe scanning the dial and trying to figure out, can you have a relationship with God, or what's that look like, or how does that happen, what would you say to them?
Well, for one thing, I think the verse that we read in Job is right on. It's knowing that our Redeemer, the one who died for our sins, lives even today.
Mm-hmm.
He's living. He died, but he rose, and he's living. And in the end, he's coming back to judge everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we die and our bodies rot away, we still will be raised to life and given new bodies. And we will see Jesus with our own eyes. And it's just a wonderful thing. And this is my favorite section in the Bible, I think, because Job, who lived long, long ago before Jesus even died, understood that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we opened up the program with this verse, and it's not often many people will quote something out of Job, even though it's inspired scripture and it's filled with many truths. And it was interesting when Les mentioned, yeah, Job 19, maybe 25 through 27, which says, I know that my Redeemer lives, that in the end he will stand upon the earth, and after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes, I and not another, how my heart yearns within me. And that's kind of like that faith journey that many of us go on. We need to recognize that there is a sovereign, good, holy God that does desire to have a relationship with us, and that he does take an interest in us, that we can see him, that we can interact with him, we can have fellowship with him, and that ideally our heart will yearn for him when we know of his goodness and his grace and his mercy, and that he extends to us a means to know him through the Lord Jesus Christ, that our Redeemer does live, the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and reflects God the Father. I love that verse where Jesus says to his disciples, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And as we get to know Jesus and follow Jesus, and he becomes our Savior, and as mentioned yesterday, our Shepherd, he will walk with us, he will keep us out of danger.
And I was going to say that as we talked yesterday, walking through the valley of the shadow of death. You know, we don't need to fear dying. We don't need to fear COVID. We don't need to fear whatever the situation is, because Jesus is here and he will take care of us.
and that'll preach. Well, thank you, Les, for being a part of Memorization Monday yesterday, Testimony Tuesday today. Tomorrow we're going to have another special guest, so we won't have you back a third day, but appreciate your work with The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, with our Great News Radio Theater Troupe, with other things you have done with this radio ministry. We just appreciate you and Penny and your family, and kudos to Philip. I hope to meet up with him in the coming days, and just thank you, Les, for what's it called again? If somebody wanted to know a little more about, maybe they want to purchase a lamb or some other animal, what
Joy
is it?
Joy of Illinois Farm.
Joy of Illinois Farm, and find out more about Les and Penny and their little retail business of farm animals and other fun things that you can maybe purchase at their farm. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Les Gioia with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away our sin. Behold the Lamb of God, the life and light of men. Behold the Lamb of God, who died and rose again. Behold the Lamb of God, who comes to take away our sin. Takes away our sin.